In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, in the first Sunday of the month of Kiek, we heard from the Gospel about the Annunciation of St. John the Baptist to Zechariah, his father, the priest. And today, I'd like to share with you a few messages. The first message that we heard today is a message of peace. You know, when the angel came and appeared to Zacharias, Zacharias got a little scared. He got a little scared. And yet, the angel is telling him, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You know, when we live a life with God, when we are walking with God, we live a life of peace. If I want to have peace in my life, I need to be within God, under His wings. This is why we even say in the hymn of Oro, O King of Peace, grant us your peace. So not only do we receive peace from our Lord, but also as eyewitnesses of Christ and bearer of light of Christ, we should bring peace to others. We should be ascending messages of peace. This is why the Lord said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So if we are children of God, we need to be peacemakers. We need to be peaceful. One of the known things about the hermits and the anchorites that are living in the wilderness, in the desert, anytime an apparition would happen to them, you know how they would know the difference if this was a devil coming as an angel or it was an actual angel of God? The angel of God will start with peace to you. But a devil that takes the form of an angel would not come with a salutation like this, would not say peace to you. So they can tell the difference. And even I should be in my life, I know the difference in the message of peace. No matter who I'm dealing with, if I don't hear words of peace, I need to be careful. And I should be careful of myself. Am I bringing peace in my home? Do I bring peace to my spouse? Do I bring peace to my children? Do I bring peace to my parents? I need to self-evaluate myself and see, am I a son of God? Am I a daughter of God? Because to be a son of God, I need to be a peacemaker. So if I'm not a peacemaker, I need to look into myself and evaluate myself and maybe come to my father confession and say, why am I not a peacemaker? And change. Also, today's message is a message of joy and happiness. You know, and today's message of joy and happiness happened on two levels. It happened on the level of humanity and the level of a personal level. Gabriel told John, you're going to have a son. You know, Zacharias and Elizabeth couldn't have children. And you know, Elizabeth reached an age where it can't happen. So for them, this is a joy on a personal level that they're going to have a son. But it also was a joy for humanity, even as Gabriel told John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Of course, we rejoice at the birth of John, because he's preparing the way of the Lord, and he baptized many people. So this is joy. You know, when we see miracles in our lives, it has a personal level. It has a personal level to bring me joy in my own life. It also has a joy for the world. You know, miracles, yes, it's for, you know, might happen to an individual. Maybe someone got really sick and some miracle happened. Maybe someone would not be able to give birth and a miracle would happen. But this miracle, this joy, is on both levels. It's on the level, and this is the beauty of God. When he does miracles that touch all of us, and he touch individuals. This is a wonderful thing of God. Also, today's message is a message of hope. It's a message of hope and strengthening. Zacharias doubted, had doubt when the angel came to him. And here, you know, the hope, even let me step before, you know, the hope that our prayers are answered. You know, the angel told him, your prayers were heard. And you got to imagine, even when he doubted, this prayer must have been some long time ago. Some long time ago, probably when Zacharias was really young and Elizabeth was really young, they were praying for a child. And then they came, you know, it's understood that Zacharias at one point probably stopped praying for it because he doubted even what the angel said. How can this be? Because if he knew this was going to happen, he probably would have just accepted it. But at one point, Zacharias stopped praying. And it's a message of hope in our prayers, that our prayers are to be heard and will be granted us if it's in God's eyes good for us. That's the key point. If it's in God's eyes good for us, it'll be answered in the right time. It'll be answered in the right time for a purpose that God has for us and for His glory. It's also a hope in building. Because what happened here, Zacharias doubted. And the angel told him, okay, because you doubted, you're not going to speak. Many people, when they read this, get the idea that God is a God of punishment. You know, when we doubt, when we do something wrong, God's going to punish me. God's just going to give it to me. And this is the furthest thing from the truth. This is the furthest thing from the truth. Actually, what happened here is what God did is He disciplined him to be better. To be better. Many of us, when we come to church, and many of us sometimes might feel, I've done so many bad things in my life. How can I come to God? How is God going to accept me? Matter of fact, I've went through hardships. Maybe I went through hardships because of the sin, not because of what God did to me. You know, if you know, I do drugs, I smoke, I become an alcoholic, I might get a disease. I might get cancer. You know, if I live an impure life, I might get HIV. That's not from God. This is a consequence of myself. What God will do, God might shift me. You know, even when I come to the church, maybe I confess to my father confession and he disciplines me. This is not a punishment. It's a way to build me, number one, to come out of my problem, and number two, to make me better. And how do we know this? When you read this, what we heard today, Luke witnessed of Zacharias and Elizabeth by telling us, in the eyes of God, they were righteous. In the eyes of God, they were righteous. So, we have a righteous man, Zacharias. But he sinned. He fell. He doubted. And when the angel told him, you're not going to speak, if he really wanted to punish him, think about it. If God really wanted to punish Zacharias for his doubt, he would have simply said, you know what? Just because you doubted me, I'm not going to give you that son. That would have been the real punishment. But that's not what God did. What God did is He had him silent. Why? Because he had 9 months to increase his faith, to feel of what happened, that this was true. That this was true. And he witnessed and saw the birth of John. And his faith became stronger. And why do we know this? Because in 3 weeks from now, we're going to read on the third Sunday of Kiak, the birth of John. And I want you to pay attention when you hear that gospel. What happened? John's mouth was loosed, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied. Think about it for a second. Prior to his doubt, he was a righteous man in the eyes of God. And he was a high priest. He was one of the high priests. But he never prophesied. After he doubted, And God restored him again. Not only did he restore him, but he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he prophesied. You know, and this is hope for me. This is hope for me. Yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, I might have done bad things. But God can restore me. God can restore me to be better than I was before. You know, it's human nature is that when we see someone on the pedestal and they make mistakes, that's it. We bring them down. And the devil works that way. We bring him down and remind you to stay down. Our Lord, our loving Father in heaven, actually, he makes us better. He not only restores us, but he makes us better than what we were before even our mistakes. This is why when you look at all the apostles, look at someone like St. Peter, who doubted the Lord three times. God restored him three times when he said to me, Peter or Simon, do you love me? And he made him a great apostle, a great leader of the church. And many of the saints who have fallen, many of the saints who were sinners, like St. Moses the Strong, not only God restored them, but God made them better than what they were before. And this is hope for me that I'm living in. In the period of nativity, we think of the joy, the peace, and the hope that the Lord will bring to me. But this does require my part too. I can't just be living a sinful life and accept that I'm just going to be joyous and happy. I have to do my part. You know, as we heard, Zacharias was a righteous man. And he lived a blameless life in the eyes of God. So we too should live a blameless life. Let us do our part. Even if we have fallen into sin, come to God. Come to Him. Repent and confess. Come and let us be restored. Even if God may shake me a little bit, it's actually this shaking is to make me stronger, not to punish me. The only punishment will be in the final judgment when I completely refuse the graces of God. Let us not refuse the grace of God. Let us in the Holy Nativity fast and the coming of our Lord. Think of the joy and the peace that the Lord has brought to us. Live in the hope of Christ that we can become sons of the Lord, sons and daughters of Christ, and glory be to God forever. Amen.